International law. They've sent him an open letter and asked him to stop weapons exports to the Israelis. Barrister Michael Mansfield, QC, is one of those who signed it.
Where there's something as bad as genocide, we should not only not commit it, but there's an obligation on the English government, all governments, to prevent it happening. Even if it's not happening on our shores, it's got to be stopped elsewhere, because we're one humanity.
Meanwhile, Israel's economy minister says suggestions his country is targeting 7 aid workers killed in an airstrike this week are nonsense. The chief executive of the Airports Operators Association is confident new scanners will now be installed across the UK by next year, but they'll miss this summer's deadline. Restrictions on liquids in hand luggage will continue while terminals upgrade their technology. Karen Dee says the scale of the work and issues with the supply chain has caused delays.
We'll do our utmost to make sure that we hit this. The government has done the right thing to make sure that we have the proper amount of time to be able to deliver this in a way that maintains the extremely high levels of safety and security that we have, but also ensures that we can continue to give passengers a good experience.
A merger between Vodafone and Three is facing further scrutiny. The competition watchdog is concerned the deal will limit options for customers and cause price increases. There's a call for a rethink on ADHD and autism in England. The number waiting for an assessment is 172,000, up around 55,000 in the year. After the success of ABBA Voyage, we could see a Kiss-themed experience soon. The band have sold their music catalogue and trademark to Pop House Entertainment Group, which is behind the concerts. And the world's oldest man has died just under 2 months before his 115th birthday. Juan Vicente Perez from Venezuela attributed his longevity to working hard and resting on holidays. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hi there, this is Random Voiceover Man. Tune in this and every Thursday at 1 p.m. for 123 with Roy Tyzak on Phoenix FM. You know it makes sense.
Thank you, Michelle, for another brilliant show. This is Roy Tyzak here for the next 2 hours.
You made them cry. You made us feel like
That's Freddie Mercury, Queen, of course, and Radio Gaga. Okay, going to play an interesting track now. This, you obviously know the song, but you may not necessarily have seen the film that it was featured in. It's Otis Redding, A Little Tenderness. It was in the film called Pretty in Pink back in 1986. A brilliant film, bit sloppy and fairly simple to understand, but still good entertainment. And there's a lad in it called John Cryer who played Ducky. And he goes into his girlfriend's record shop where she's working. He's trying to win her over. Unfortunately, she's going out with a guy with a big flash American car. And he's on his pedal cycle, so he didn't think he stood much of a chance. But as he walks into the record shop, they're just putting this record onto the old record player. And he decides to mime it and do a fantastic dance. So this is it.
Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she never, 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 never let get. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try
a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She had her grief and care. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier.
Tina Marie and I Love to Love.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada, my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña colada. She walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. And the taste of champagne. If you'd like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, you're the lady I've looked for. Come to me and escape.
That's Rupert Holmes, and that's Escape the Piña Colada song. It's funny how sometimes we listen to tracks and we think, oh, it's a nice song. But then when you actually listen to the lyrics, you realise that it's not actually nice at all, is it?
Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Okay, here's a question for you. Do you remember what you were doing at 7 a.m. on the 30th of September, 1967? I know many of you weren't even born then, but those that were, there was a rather special day. Tony Blackburn certainly remembers where he was at 7 a.m. because he was playing the first ever track on Radio 1, and it was this. From 1967. That's the hole in my shoe.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, let's see what's going on around the county. Kicking off with Brentwood itself, and we have temporary traffic signals due to water mains work on the B185 Kings Road at the junction with Street. Also in Hutton Mount, if I can get my mouse to click on it, there we are. In Hutton Mount, we have, it's not clicking, here we are. Temporary traffic signals due to the gas mains work on Priest Lane both ways at St Andrews Road. And we have temporary traffic signals due to electricity work on the A1023 Chelmsford Road around Alexander Lane. I know there's been some problems on the M25 today, so if you're heading out sort of the Surrey-ish direction, I know that there's a road closure on the M25 due to a very serious accident. So if you are heading to the county in that direction, please take care and be ready for some fairly serious delays. Okay, I tried to play this one last week and we had a little bit of a technical hitch. And we didn't hear much of it. So here it is again from the film The Greatest Showman. He's done it again, just does not want to play this song. We'll find something else for you.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
You're in the army now. Oh, oh, you're in the army now. You're in the army now. Oh, oh, you're in the army.
a status quo. You're in the army now. Okay, now I've got a bit of an apology to make to a few people, because whilst I was at home last night planning today's show, I decided I was going to play some tracks from a couple of bands that I managed for quite a few years back in the 80s, and also a track from another chap that I looked after way back in the 60s and is still performing today. Sadly, although I logged them all into my play box at home, they should have transferred to the station. I've just had a look and none of them are there, which, apart from being a bit of a disappointment for the people that are listening especially, it's also a bit of a pain, because it's messed up my plans for the day. I had it all carefully worked out what I was going to be playing, but I will give them a mention, and I promise I will get it sorted out and play them for them next week. One was going to be a track from a band called Tri-60 that I managed back in the early 80s through till the late 80s. Absolutely mad bunch of teenagers, but so good. Excellent musicians, great fun to work with. Chaotic, I have to say. I actually went grey overnight looking after them. Stan Marsh was the lead vocal and guitar. Then we had Neil Cockrell on the drums, the loudest drum you've ever heard. I kept telling him, but it made absolutely no difference whatsoever. We had Matt Cook on rhythm guitar and vocals. And we had Pepe Massia, our totally mad southern Italian bass player, who was a joy to be around. They made some great songs. And I do absolutely promise that next week I will make sure that they appear here in the studio so that I can play them. Sorry, lads, but you're going to have to wait another week. The other one I was going to play was something by a chap named Peter Hunt. Now, I worked with Pete since the 1960s, when I found him in the Mother Hubbard Folk Club that used to be in Valley Hill in Loughton. And I could see the potential there, so I started working with him. We did all the clubs and pubs. And, Pete went on to have a great career in music, joining other bands, playing on the continent, playing at places like the Cannes Film Festival, so he did really well. He has an absolutely amazing back catalogue of brilliant music, and I promise that next week we're going to have some of that in here. In the meantime, we're going to liven things up with this one.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
the Rednecks and Cotton Eye Joe. That song, believe it or not, has been around since the 1800s. It used to be a big favourite in the deep south of America. And it's the one that everybody does their line dancing to.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
That's Cotton Eye Joe. That's from 1994 on the Rednecks. Now, I know I played this on my very first show, but it is such a good track. It is worth another play. This is not Doctor and the Medics. This is the original Norman Greenbaum and Spirit in the Sky. Brilliant track. Brilliant Norman Greenbaum and Spirit in the Sky. That takes me all the way back to the 1960s. I had all my own teeth in those days. Not that I've got false teeth now, but I joined the Territorial Army back in the 60s, and it was good fun, but not quite as organised as it is today. We went on an exercise to the Brecon Beacons, and after we'd been doing our day's work, we were let loose, and we had to decide, or rather, they decided that we were going to climb the mountains. So off we go in the Brecon Beacons, and we get to the top, and my particular group were caught in a snowstorm, a total blizzard, a whiteout. It was very, very scary. We managed to get to the edge of this mountain, lie on our backs and just slide down the side. Somehow we managed to get back. But, of course, a lot of people were quite fatigued. A couple actually collapsed. And so they opened the local pub. And being teenagers, we got stuck in. And I remember I was drinking the Welsh Scrumpy. And when somebody challenged me to a race back up the side of the mountain to the where our camp was and back down to the pub, I readily accepted it. I remember getting about halfway down the mountain and I was slightly behind, so I put on an extra spurt to get into the lead again. And that's the last thing I remember. The next thing, I'm waking up in the Brecon War Memorial Hospital with both wrists broken, my teeth smashed, my nose broken and lots of cuts and bruises and concussion. Apparently, instead of following the path, I went straight off, straight down the side of the mountain and hit the pub. And everybody in the pub heard it and came out, and I was unconscious, lying on the ground. They tried to pick me up by my wrists, not realising I'd broken both of them, so that woke me up a little bit. They then drove around the Welsh countryside trying to find somewhere for me to go, and they took me into hospital, and they said, "Oh, we can't take him here. This is the Brecon maternity home." So off we go again. They finally found a hospital that would take me to Brecon War Memorial. Next thing I remember is waking up in the hospital next morning like a Dalek with both arms stretched out, plaster from my wrist to my elbows, and in quite a lot of pain. And then I looked around the ward and there were all these old Welshmen, and one of them called across to me and says, "Can you sing, Boyle?" I said, "Well, I don't really feel much like singing at the moment." He said, "Oh, we always have a sing-song on a Sunday morning." That is Welsh, by the way. And so I said, "Well, OK, I'm game if you are." And so off they went, all singing Bread of Heaven and everything else, and I'm trying to join in with them, which was fine, until the nurse brought my breakfast round, and she wheeled this tray over the bed, and there was cornflakes and toast and everything on there. But she just walked away and left me. And, of course, my arms were like Daleks. They were just outstretched. And I'm trying to pick the toast up from a distance and sort of throw bits in the air so I could catch them until somebody realised what was going on and came and fed me. But that was my introduction to army life. I stayed with them for a few years. That was the Royal Signals that used to be where the car park now is in William Hunter Way. We used to have the drill hall there. And apart from little accidents like that, we had a fantastic time in the Territorial Army. So if anybody's thinking of joining what is now called the Army Reserve, I would absolutely recommend it. Okay, we are going to carry on with something a bit slower, a bit softer for you, but an absolutely fantastic voice of Mr. Johnny Mathis.
As helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left,
my hat from my love. I'm too misty and too much in and too much in love. Look at me. I love what you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's by my excitations.
Excitations.
Good.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Okay, going to play a special request now for Rob Osler, who's up there in hopefully a very sunny Witham. He's asked me to play this. It's more modern than I normally play on my show, but it's a good track anyway. So, Rob, this is for you.
Maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. Only human after all, I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me, don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror.
Well, it's all happening today, isn't it? I'll see if we can play that one again later.
Strutting by a hoochie bar on Jane Street, trying hard to dodge the doo-doo in my path. When I heard the tip behind me in the same beat, and some joker went and grabbed my ass. I spun around and said, now listen, you may be a charming, but you're just cruising for a bruising just the same. And then I hit him on the head with my umbrella. But instead of saying ouch, he just smiled in pain. He said, ooh, ooh, ah, do it again, pretty mama. First let me thank you, let him respect you. Quit away my isms, they don't matter. Now listen, honey, you must be mistaken. I mean, I'm sure I never saw your face before. And besides, this blushing bride's already taken. But he got down on his knees and he begged for more. He said, ooh, ooh, ah, do it again, pretty mama. And the sins, you can stick me with him. You can't deserve me, but not till you hurt me. Now I tell you, I have heard my share of snide talk, but this kid was really acting kind of weird. And I would have laughed at kneeling on the sidewalk, but something in his smile looked so sincere. He said, ooh, mama, we'll buy ice cream, I'll let you treat me. We'll play Pukwaki, I'll let you beat me. Shameless hussy, but I would like to share the joys that I have found. And if you're still wondering, doesn't he or does he? Well, I just love to be gagged and bound, you see. Ooh, ooh, I'd do it again. Hey, mama, I'll be the baby. You be the mommy. You can tap dance on my tummy. Cause my great old
a little bit of Georgia taking us up to the news.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you. Moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see.
On the hour, across Brecon and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.